Well, good morning, Dave, and good morning, ex-Phil. We certainly hope your holidays are going well. To help you with the last week of the Christmas holiday, these are the new books in at Sundance Books and Music. We've got Written in Stone, A Journey Through the Stone Age and the Origins of Modern Language by Christopher Stevens. Stevens proves that the etymology remains a lively pursuit in this engrossing, sometimes startling dissection of Indo-European language, combining the dexterity of a linguist, the philologist's passion for the influence of the words on cultural history, and a taste for the bizarre. So that is Written in Stone. We have Life and Death in the Andes, On the Trail of Bandits, Heroes, and Revolutionaries by Kim McQuarrie, who was the author of The Last Days of the Incas. And in this book, she's looking at the vivid and engaging look at travel and history in the area of the Andes, South America, where really very much the past and the present are inseparable. And it's an ideal companion guide for anyone wanting to go down and travel and see. This is a great book to read. One of our bestsellers recently, since it came out about a week or so ago, it's called The Magic of Math, Solving for X and Figuring Out Y by Arthur Benjamin. And in Magic of Math, it is a math book you wish you'd had in school, using a delightful assortment of examples from ice cream scoops and poker hands to measuring mountains and making magic squares. This book will empower you to see the beauty, simplicity, and the truly magical properties behind the formulas and equations that once left your head spinning. So, The Magic of Math. We have Jean Le Carré. It is the biography by Adam Sisman. And, of course, Le Carré is considered one of the finest literary and espionage writers, fiction writers out there, starting with his very first book, The Spy Who Came in from the Cold. So for Le Carré fans, we have a biography. And then we're going to wrap it up with Bread, Wine, Chocolate, The Slow Loss of Foods We Love. And in the last century, we have lived and eaten through most of the dramatic shifts ever experienced in the food and agriculture, and changes that are happening are rather insidious, that are impacting soils, impacting bees, impacting the health of feedlots, and looking at the destruction of the microorganisms that make our food chain viable. And so this is a sobering look at the foods we eat and the foods we love and what we can do about maintaining a good food supply. So that's what we have new in this week at Sundance Books and Music. Read safe, read often.